my question is, as I have been, I started my own book of positive aspects, as you know, and I've really been working on that. I read it every day, go through different things, and we've had incredible, as you know, I know you know, incredible contrasts even to get here. And I'm very thankful that I started my book of positive aspects. I've drawn from it greatly to say, okay, what's good about this? What can I think about what's good about the situation? But my question is, on a daily basis in my life at home, how do I learn to trust? Because I know that trust is the opposite of worry.
Oh, we are so happy to hear you use those words, because that is precisely what we were going to begin to reflect back to you. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to tell you some things that we are feeling from you, and none of it will surprise you, but it will give you a good basis of proceeding forward. You are a very deliberate person and have been for a very long time, long before you came across us. Mm-hmm. And what that means is you've come to believe in your ability to converse and convey and convince. In other words, you are someone who likes to make things happen. And yes. Someone who likes to make things happen is the opposite of someone who trusts. Mm-hmm. Because someone who trusts lets things happen. And there's such a subtle, you use that word, and it's right, there's a subtle edge in the difference of that, because mm-hmm. when you want things and you're just going to apply yourself diligently, we watch you ripping through these processes. You're just eating this up. You're going to get yourself tuned up as fast as you can. But there's something counterproductive in that. Mm-hmm. And what it is what your wonderful question came up with toward the end of your comments, which is you want to understand how to trust. And here's the way we would go about that. Feel the difference between someone who is, this is not for you, it's an example for you, okay, of someone who is seeking a healing, which is absolutely upstream, mm-hmm. and allowing wellness, which is downstream. Can you feel the difference?
Right.
So many people are looking for the results, and they are so pointed upstream. They're so intense about it and so determined about it. And we want to say, you don't have to work hard. You've already done your work by living life which caused you to ask for it. And Source has already done the work by aligning things up, and Law of Attraction is the real workhorse behind all of it. Your work, if there is any, is to trust the stream, to trust that if you were to let go of those oars, that you've done enough in the living of life to put it in vibrational escrow, and the Source is reliable enough to bring you in this massively moving stream toward what you want. So it's not necessarily, not even, a trusting in your ability. It's a bigger trust than that. It's a trust or faith in the stream. And what we have given you as a result of what you've been reading, we've given you a framework in which you now understand the current of the universe, you see. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we want you to practice your trust in. We want you to say to yourself, well, the stream is flowing, and I can paddle upstream if I want to, and I can tell I am because I don't feel so good. This tension tells me that I'm doing that. And if you will just work a little bit on the sensation of letting go of the oars, as some of the earlier processes that we offered, one was a particularly popular process called pivoting. And what it says is, whenever I know what I don't want, I also know more clearly what I do want. Mm-hmm. But we see people working so hard to find that positive thought. And Law of Attraction just won't give you a really positive thought when you've been feeling really negative. But it will give you a slightly less negative thought. And so, by understanding that the stream will carry you and getting the image in your mind that your real work, when you feel that tension, is to just drop the oars. In other words, it's not about making it happen. It's not about being different than you are. It's really about, and here it is, making peace with where you are. A lot of times our physical friends feel funny about that when they say, but I'm clearly not where I want to be. And if I make peace with where I am, isn't that my saying to the universe, let me stay here? And we say, no, when you make peace with where you are, you stop resistance, and then you can really go to where you want to be, you see. So in very short terms, we would say to you, if we were to give you an unfair label that accurately depicts the energy of your being, you try too hard. You work too hard at things. And it comes from wanting to please others. It comes from having a lot of responsibilities. It comes from a lot of people counting on you. Mm-hmm. It comes from all of those things. But it doesn't serve you. And it doesn't serve
anyone.
I'm
well aware of that.
It doesn't serve anyone. So just let your mantra be, I'm doing fine. Everything's all right. That the words, in the same way that you would soothe anyone, soothe yourself. It's all right. I'm doing just fine. No big thing here. Jerry and Esther have a dear friend who says, there's nothing serious going on here. No matter what, there's nothing serious going on here. Just anything that diffuses. And in a little while, you will feel that visceral shifting. You will feel, even though you don't see solution, you don't see immediate result, you don't have an instant answer to a question, you'll feel the turning in the stream. And when that is what you're reaching for, things become so easy.
Well, in that, I also realized that I visualized myself as a really fun person. But when you said, well, write down the things that that you really enjoy or that feel fun to you, I was reaching. I'm going, wow. I couldn't figure out what they were. It took me a long time. So between that and relaxing, I mean, you know, I lay in bed and do the breathing, and in fact, I've had two massages, and he said, I can feel your mind just going woo like this, and I'm like, I really want to relax, and I'm not. Is it because I'm trying to keep figuring things out?
It
and
is.
How do you let go of it?
Oh, you're excited about this, and that's all right. You just do it one thought at a time. That's why we give you this redundant story of letting go of the oars. It's just, yeah, Esther played with it in lots of different ways. She found that if she would sit and count her breathing, it would slow her mind down. She found if she would listen for a sound in a room, here she would listen for the sound of that air. And she and in the sound of the air, can you hear that sort of drumbeat that's behind it? Mm-hmm. So she would isolate in her mind some sound that she was picking out of her environment, and she would try to separate it from all the other sounds, which made her mind slow down. And then in time, once she began working with the computer equipment, she saw that little pause sign, the little two little slashes that mean pause. And she would focus on it, and she would think, I'm going to put my brain on pause. And then she would think, I'm thinking about putting my brain on pause. But thinking about putting her brain on pause is far different than thinking about how to save the rainforest or thinking about how to solve someone's dilemma. In other words, so you're looking for less stimulating thoughts. That's all you're looking for. You're just looking for a way to give yourself a sensation of relief, and not always just at the time that you're looking for that. You're wanting to show yourself that you have the ability to focus. That's all it is. So you are very receptive to energy, even the fact that you're receiving blocks of thought. You're receptive to energy, which means we imagine bookstores drive you pretty much insane. In other words, when you walk into an environment where there's a lot of energy and you're picking up on all of it, it can feel very chaotic, and you wouldn't feel any ease until you actually focus on something. Mm-hmm. And so the exercise of focusing your mind will stop that scattered sort of feeling. The exercise, there's someone now. The exercise of quieting your mind is only an exercise of focus. That's all it is. And it, which sounds sort of opposite, doesn't it? Because it sounds like what we're saying is, don't think about anything. And then we say, and to quiet your mind, think about something. And what we're saying is, as you think about something, it quiets your mind from all of those other things that you're thinking about. Here's an example. Have you ever been moving about your day and you're thinking of all kinds of things that you need to do or that you need to pick up at the grocery store, errands that you need to run, and they're sort of all buzzing around in your mind, and then you have the good sense to get a piece of paper and start writing them down.
I do that every day.
And as you write it down, it releases the chaos from your mind and puts it on the paper. It's sort but what it really is doing is causing you to focus. Then the majority of time, you forget to take the list with you, but when you're there, you remember everything on the list because you focused, you see. Focus is the key to feeling good because you are vibration, and focusing is tending to your vibration. And if you're not deliberately thinking thoughts, the thoughts that are buzzing around you will give you the sensation of thinking you. When you walk into a room of people who are thinking a lot of different things and you're not focused upon something, you don't have intentions of your own, but you're open to vibration, it can be a very chaotic experience for you, you see.
Well, why when I was deliberately thinking while I was having the massage, I am really relaxing, and I was doing deep breathing, and I wasn't getting there.
Well, are getting there little by little.
I am?
You don't ask for a complete personality transplant overnight. And
how about a lobotomy?
You wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like it.
It's not me. I couldn't create anything then.
You would, but you'd be starting way over.
Okay.
We want to go back to something that you said. But when you're trying hard to quiet your mind and even struggling in that, that's that feeling of trying too hard. And so now you want to focus on something. Fine. So pretend that your bed that you are lying on is a foam cushion, and imagine that it is so absorbing that it is literally absorbing you into it. Or imagine that it is floating on a swimming pool and feel the flotation of it. In other words, find something to fixate on, and you'll discover that you can wind your mind down very, very quickly. And it's interesting because deliberate creation seems like focusing, and what we're wanting you to understand is that you've been focusing as you've been moving through the contrast of life. You know what you don't want, you know what you do want. You're focusing all the time. Now the work is quieting the mind so that you're stopping any resistant thoughts so that you can then feel the impulse to move toward what's waiting for you in vibrational escrow.
Well, and I know all of that because that's what I've been studying. And that's why I said, can you give me specific things that I can do at home in my normal environment?
Not specific things, but specific attitudes. And this is the thing that we most want you to hear. And everything else that we've said here is much less important than this. And in fact, some of what we've said already here almost flies in the face of this. So listen and you'll see what we're getting at. You're doing fine. And there isn't something that you need to do that is so very different than what you're doing. And you understand what to do, and you're doing it more successfully every day. And for us to give you some sort of process that implies that you need improvement is exactly the opposite of what we're trying to convey to you here. So let's apply this upstream downstream exercise here. So you say, can you give me a process that will help me do better? Is that upstream or downstream? It is, isn't it? I have a hard time quieting my mind. Is that upstream or downstream? Something we said, you try too hard. Is that upstream or downstream?
Definitely
it is, upstream. Isn't it? So now let's reach for some downstream statements. I'm happy to know what I know about the laws of the universe. Upstream or downstream?
Downstream.
Downstream. I'm not really applying them very well. Upstream. But I'm getting better at it. Downstream. Sometimes I suck at it. Upstream. Sometimes I'm really good at it. Downstream. I see these people over there who seem to be doing much better at it than I am. Upstream. I don't have to compare myself with anyone. Downstream. My inner being adores me right where I am, downstream. I have nothing to prove to anyone, downstream. I'm appreciative of everything that I've been living that has helped me cue up all of this wonderful stuff in vibrational escrow. I'm not moving toward the wonderful stuff in vibrational escrow. In other words, you just, that's all it is, just thought by thought. Just try to let your thoughts move downstream. They naturally want to. That's what you want to be aware of. And don't make it a problem if they're upstream. We don't care if you make 100 upstream statements in a row. You know what that would do? If you were to get on an upstream rampage, you know what it would do? It would make you really, really want to go downstream. So you can't lose in this. In other words, all it does is make this, the more you paddle upstream, the stronger the downstream current is. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Oh, so I have a big, okay.
Oh, yeah, you do. So the minute you let go of the oar, which is why you want to meditate or quiet your mind or appreciate, right, that fast-moving current pulls you in the direction of what you want. Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.